Thank you, Fred. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee of November 14th, 2023. We believe we have a quorum. Thank you, Fred, for streaming, getting us on the stream. R. Paul, will you please take the roll?
Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams. Teresa Allen.
President? I'm here, R. Paul. Sorry, it just took me a while. This is Sharon.
Kamau Harris.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Okay, that's 10. You have everybody in the committee here.
Wonderful. Thank you, R. Paul. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Okay, that brings us to number 3, adopt the agenda. I will read the agenda for that purpose. 1, convene meeting. 2, roll call. 3, adopt agenda. 4, minutes. We have 10 minutes for that. 5, report from the executive director with Q&A, 30 minutes. 6, review the draft consolidated financials with Pacifica executive director Stephanie Wells, 60 minutes. 7, adjourn no later than 10:15 Eastern time. I will move the agenda as read and ask for discussion. Was that our fault?
No, it's Kim.
Kim, go ahead.
I would like to add an item before the ED report, which is to get an update from all the stations when we expect to receive their budgets.
Okay, let's have discussion on that.
Could I hear that again?
Move to have an update from the stations on the status of their budgets and when we're going to get them. How's that?
That's good. I will say that in the past, we had that as a regular agenda item at the end of the meeting to ask people where they were in their process. I don't mind where you want to put it, but I think maybe I'll put it on the agenda as a regular item going forward.
Okay, what I have is to add before executive director's report an update from the stations on the status of their budgets and when they're going to send them in?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none. Our Paul, will you say, well, let's just say, is there any objection? Hearing no objection, let's consider that amendment to the agenda to be successful. Any other discussion on the agenda in general?
Question, how long is that item?
Oh, good question. We used to do it in 5 minutes. Tim, 5 minutes good for you?
I think 10 is probably, you know, like 2 minutes for each unit. Well, except for K, we don't need it. I would say 10 minutes.
All right, that's your motion. You can say 10 minutes. And if we don't use it all, we won't use it all, that's all. So, any other discussion? So, we'll say, is there any objection to that with the addition of the 10 minutes? Hearing none, that becomes the main motion as amended. Any further discussion on the main motion as amended? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. Okay. That brings us to number 4 on the agenda, our Paul, minutes. I understand we have a boatload of minutes.
Second.
Okay. It'll be a little complicated at one point, but we'll start out fairly easily, I think. The first thing we're going to go with is I move to approve the minutes of the September 12th, 2023 NFC meeting.
This is Kim. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
I had some issues with that one. September 12th. Okay. On page 2, there's on the third paragraph from the bottom, it says there was a discussion with regard to closed meetings. That discussion was never resolved because I made the point that the report out was not what happened. And I believe James was going to re-listen to the audio, and that was never resolved. But it wasn't just a discussion. I objected to the report out as being different than what actually happened. So that's number one. Number two, at the top paragraph of page 3, in answer to a question on the second line, with regard to additional bequests for AI and KPFA, I believe that should be KPFK, not A. And
Kim, we're getting some background noise. Is that your phone?
Not from me. Not from me.
If anybody has background noise, should be everybody please mute.
James, I'm getting that from Teresa Allen's phone.
Teresa, can you mute for us?
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, second paragraph, first whole paragraph on the top of page 4, starting with an answer to a question. The second part of it, there was a discussion of WBAI general manager using QuickBooks to keep track of expenses, and the chair said that the WBAI general manager used QuickBooks to keep himself aware of what's happening with the station's finances, not as formal accounting software. The cost of Adobe audio editing software was discussed, and a member said that he could get it for less. That is not the conversation that I recall, because I brought up the fact of having $16,000 in office expenses. So we got an accounting for part of that, but never the second part of that, which I had requested. And I don't think that this is, QuickBooks, GM is having Pacifica buy the QuickBooks. So it's Pacifica's, and
no,
we're getting, if Pacifica paid for it, it's Pacifica's.
Pacifica never paid for it.
That's what is exactly on that accounting that we got.
Okay, Kim.
But the
Kim,
point
before,
is,
before you go on,
no, no,
Kim, before you
no,
go
no.
on, Kim, please do not talk over the chair, Kim. I want to make a point in general about what happens in the minutes. The minutes are supposed to be what happened in a meeting. We don't make corrections to the minutes based on information that we later found out or things we later figured out. R. Paul, as the secretary, is representing that this is what he saw in the minutes as he went through the recordings and made the notes. So, if you want to go back to the recording, if I could just finish. If you want to go back to the recording and find specific remarks and provide that to our Paul, or, you know, provide that to the committee. You can do that at a later time. You know, minutes are always subject to amendment or correction, in other words, saying amendment, at any time in the future, when a member wants to bring that forward. So you could do two things. You could move to postpone this, or you could, you know, we could just go ahead with it, and then you could come back and amend it at a later time. Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. First of all, as Arpel well knows, because he recited it at the last WBAI LSB meeting, the minutes are supposed to reflect actions, not who said what. So we're already in weird territory. But having said that, the discussion was about the $16,000 in office expenses that I said is very large. So that's what the discussion was about, not, you know, on the QuickBooks or Adobe. That was when we were looking at partially what was in office expenses and trying to determine why it was so high relative to the other stations. So the point of this whole paragraph is not reflecting what happened, in my view. And we're in the territory of that's what the secretary heard, and I'm saying this is what I said and why this topic even came up. So, again, we're in, like, what people said as opposed to what happened.
Arpal, for Stan.
Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah. well, yes, there is the way these things generally are supposed to go, and then there's the way the minutes have evolved on the National Finance Committee over the past decade and a half. And this is how it's gotten to be here, because people wanted to have more of what was being said, which is reports by, like, used to be the CFO or the executive director or somebody, getting actual substantive things. And from there, it's grown, and there we have it. I move to postpone the motion on the floor, which is to approve the September 12th minutes.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Do you want to postpone it to a time certain, Arpal?
Next meeting.
Very good. Any discussion?
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I think that anyone who disputes the minutes should bring forth amendments or proposals, not just complaints. So if there was an amendment or a motion on the floor, we could consider it. Lacking one, I guess I'll defer to our Paul's motion to postpone, but I would expect in the future that if someone disputes what's in the minutes, they should do so in the form of an amendment or a motion. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other discussion? I will add a little bit of discussion myself, and just to say that, yes, I do recall Kim bringing up the question of why that was so high. I also remember explaining it and us going through it to some extent to explain that it was a coding error, if you will, that did not originate at WBAI. It originated in the national office. But I noticed that Kim doesn't seem to remember that part of the conversation and want that included. And that is part of the problem of when you start to include discussion, because people will have disagreements about what was said. However, I agree with our Paul that when it's part of a report, and I believe that was part of a report from Stephanie and Markeisha, it is, I think, appropriate to put the items from the report into the minutes, because, as our Paul says, that's what people are looking for in things like reports. They don't necessarily want the discussion between the members where they're disagreeing on one thing or another and batting something around. But be that as it may, is there any other discussion?
Yes, Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
No, I remember that discussion that had to do with revenue, and those were misplaced in the revenue. I absolutely remember those. I am talking about the office expenses, which is in expenses, not revenue. And those were not miscoded by National. We got
excuse me,
GM.
Point of order. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. What do you want to say, Sharon?
My point of order is that I believe we were discussing. We're back to discussing the thing, but R. Paul's motion is to postpone. So that's what the discussion should be on.
That's your point of order. Yes. Okay. I will find that to be in good order. A well-taken point of order. We are rambling off into things that are not germane to the point. So let's go back to that. We were about to have a vote or ask if there was any objection to postponing approval of these minutes until, this is September 28th, is that right?
These are the September 12th minutes.
September 12th, yes. We want to know if there's any objection to postponing consideration for approval of the September 12th minutes until the next meeting. Is there any objection? Hearing none. That's done. We can go on to the next one then, R. Paul.
Okay. I move that we approve the minutes of the of the September 26, 2023 meeting. And I have a little something. And, oh, okay, first of all, we have to vote to reconsider it because we had something happen with it, and I moved to reconsider, and then it all got postponed until tonight. So the motion to reconsider is now back on the floor. And so we should do that. We should just, in my opinion, we should just pass the motion to reconsider. And then I have the thing to read, which I've sent to all of you. So that's what we should do, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so we have a move to reconsider. Is there any discussion?
Well, I have a little point of order. Well, R. Paul, you know you can't reconsider after in a separate meeting. You have to reconsider in the meeting.
Well, we can postpone the motion to reconsider.
So you're saying reconsider is the wrong word, and we should use another word? We should amend?
Yeah.
Do you have a citation for that?
No, I don't have my RRO in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that reconsider has to happen in the meeting. But
yeah, I would refer to Robert's Rules of Order, 12th edition, section 39:37:9, open paren, 2H, close paren. I think that means we can postpone a motion to reconsider to the next meeting, which is what we did.
Oh, okay. Why are we postponing a motion to reconsider instead of just addressing it right now?
We're not. The motion is to pass the motion to reconsider because we passed the motion last time. You didn't read my email. We passed the motion last time, and it has something wrong in it. So I'm going to suggest if we reconsider some language to put in there that will make it go through easily, I hope.
Well, let me just ask something. Are we going to consider them today or what? Are we going to look at these minutes today or what?
Only if the motion to reconsider passes.
All right.
Okay,
I don't care.
All right. Is there any further discussion on the motion to reconsider?
This is Sharon.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Back to the staff.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't read the email either, R. Paul. I'm confused about what we're talking about at this point. So maybe you could, because we got a lot of emails, tell me what time you sent that email, and then
okay.
I'll try to read it. Yeah, that would help.
When did I send that? Okay, I sent it at 6:25 Eastern tonight, this evening.
Back to the stack.
Okay, hold on, Beth. Let me just make sure Sharon is good.
Well, I'll look. I'm looking.
Thank you, Sharon. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I read the email, R. Paul, and I'm speaking now in support of R. Paul's motion. Makes sense to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Is there any other discussion? I will just say I also got a chance to read the email, and I also agree that it makes sense. And again, these things are always open to amendment at a later date. So if anybody catches up on the emails and then finds something that they feel is not right about it, we can come back to it. So any further discussion? Is there any objection? Okay, R. Paul, the motion to reconsider is passed.
Mr. Chair, I have an amendment.
Go ahead.
So what's on the floor now is the motion. Oh, I should make the motion for. Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, so does a motion to approve those minutes is back on the floor because we just are reconsidering it again. I am going to propose an amendment to those minutes. And the amendment is to add to the minutes of the September 26th, 2023 meeting, quote, a motion to approve the minutes of the August 22nd, 2023 NFC meeting had been passed at the September 12th, 2023 meeting. Therefore, the motion made to do so at the September 26, 2023 meeting was out of order and is null and void. Okay, basically that just says, oh, gee whiz, we passed the same motion twice, so it doesn't count the second time. That's all it says.
Right. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's done. So now, R. Paul, we can pass can we just stay with the amendment, or do we need to pass the whole thing again as amended?
As amended, we should pass it, yeah.
Okay, very good. So now that it's the main motion, is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection?
Wait. Are we discussing the minutes yet, or these other motions?
Now we're discussing the minutes themselves as we just amended.
Okay, I would like to speak.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
Well, I want to point out here in the middle of, in the first paragraph, first full paragraph on page 3, it says in the course of the discussion, it was found that some cells in the draft 23 spreadsheet had been filled in the national office and did not relate to BAI, such as listing for SCA revenue, which goes to the NO, not WBAI. Some differences were due to coding errors in the FY24 spreadsheet, and those coding errors had not been sent to the national office by the WBAI general manager. I just, relative to your last comment or your previous comment, Chair.
I don't follow you. In other words, my last comment was that the general manager of WBI didn't make those errors, and I think that's what you just read. He did not send that information to the national office.
Um,
Right. In other words, he doesn't do that work. He doesn't even do that work. So those errors are not his.
The point
I hardly think it matters that much. Are they really that intent on pinning blame on someone here?
The point here was that you said I forgot about those errors. And the point of these minutes is that they should have been corrected by the GM to the national office so they wouldn't show up repeatedly on our financials. I believe that's the point of why this is in here. They're still not corrected.
Again, as I believe we explained in communications since this, if there are questions about how these things were done in these in this spreadsheet, if you will, they should be directed to the national office. And then if the national office has questions about it, they can direct those questions to the general manager. He hasn't gotten any questions about this. He came here to try and explain that he doesn't do this and that these were not his, this was not his work.
You're confusing two different meetings.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Is there an amendment on the floor or a motion rather than just discussion?
Well, we're discussing these minutes that we just amended. And so now we're trying to get to the point where we can approve them, but Kim is I'm not clear that she's actually said she's objected yet. She just is discussing.
Well, my point is, does Ms. Kaufman have an amendment? Is she prepared to make an amendment so that we can vote on?
Nope.
Well, that's a good question.
Ms. Kaufman is just making a point.
Okay, well, we heard that. Is there any further discussion? Now I'll ask if there's any objection. And not hearing any objection, then the minutes are approved. Mark Paul?
Yeah, we got the final one coming up. Yeah. Okay, I move to approve the minutes of the October 24th, 2023 NFC meeting.
Very good. Is there any discussion?
Hang on. I think I do. Yes, I do. You will be happy to know it's very small. And on page 2, third paragraph from the bottom, starts out the KPFK treasurer, and the last two lines, or on the second to the bottom line of that paragraph, said, suggested that when the arrearage is paid off, that K should start paying the arrearage on the station's water bill. No, I said, we should start paying the current station's water bill. We have not paid anything on the station's water and power bill since like 2020. So it's not start paying the arrearage, you know, move that, you delete arrearage on the and replace it with current.
Okay, let's see if Paul can is okay with that since he's the one listening to the face. Paul, do you recall that detail?
The sentence appears to be the one that says It was suggested that when the arrearage is paid off, that KPFK should start paying the arrearage on the station's water bill owed to the Los Angeles Department of Water and Public Utilities. Is that the sentence we're talking about?
Yep.
And you want to strike what and put
can
in
I,
what?
Can I clarify? Let me clarify, and I can send this to you, Arpal, so you can see it. This is to clarify further. It was suggested when the Southern California Edison arrearages is paid off, that KPFK should start paying the current station's water bill, because we have two bills.
I have a point of order.
Oh, go ahead, Sharon.
I believe we're at time on this agenda.
Yeah, I believe you're probably correct about that.
And I do not want to extend time. I think we should move on.
Okay. I would like to, in respect of our secretary who spends a lot of time doing these minutes, I would like to see if we can just fix this item now or whether we can pass these minutes and then amend them later once Kim comes up with exact language and, you know, a reference to where this is in the tape so it can be checked. So, Arpal, are you familiar enough with this to accept this change, or is this something that needs to be researched?
I would suggest.
Hold on. There was a point of order from Sharon, which was well taken, that we're out of time. So I'm going to ask if we could spend another 3 minutes on this. Is there any objection to extending for 3 more minutes?
Yeah, I object because if we don't extend, we go to an immediate vote and decide on it.
Oh, okay. Is there any other objection besides our Paul? Well, if we have one objection.
I just sent the changes to the NFC. I don't know when it'll get there, but I just sent the one sentence change with
all right.
Highlighted in green to make it really easy. So,
okay. So there was an objection to extending for 3 minutes. So I guess we have to go to a vote on that. Paul, can you take the roll?
Does anybody else want to object?
No, I'd like to just get it done.
Jesus, I asked if anybody wants to object, not if anybody doesn't want to.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. If there's nobody else who wants to object to it, then I'll forego it and we'll just have it pass without objection.
Okay. So,
we got 3 minutes.
All right. So we have 3 minutes. So let's get to the point of Kim has sent you this sentence. Are you willing to accept it, or would you rather have her look into it and come up with, you know, exact references to where this occurred in the tape, and then the whole committee can consider it again?
Yeah, I would prefer that, because what's here right now, it's okay.
Chair.
I'll simply say that what's here, what she just sent is not something that should go in like that. It's a matter of sentence structure and paragraph structure. So, yeah, I would suggest that the member could give previous notice to amend the minutes next time, then we can pass it now, and next time she can say exactly where she wants it, and I can get a hold of the audio too, and maybe that'll resolve it for everyone fast.
This is Kim.
I think that's the resolution I was looking for. So that brings us back now to we had a motion on the floor to approve these minutes, and Kim brought up discussion, but there was no motion to do anything else. Kim, you know what you need to do to bring this up at the next meeting. We can go ahead and vote now, Paul, on who said wait?
Yeah, I did. I'm confused. I'm confused. I made substantial change. I don't have to listen to it. I know what KPFK has paid and not paid, and I know what I said.
Right, well, but you know, you thinking you know what you said, and I'll take your word that you feel that you know what you said. That doesn't solve the problem for our Paul, who also listened to the tape, and for everybody else who was there who doesn't necessarily remember. So I think our Paul's solution was a good one. We vote on this, whether to approve these minutes or not, and then you can come back at the next meeting with the work figured out and done so that you can present a motion to amend. And I don't know if that's Teresa again, but could someone mute there, please?
You want to approve minutes with incorrect information in it. Okay, I get it.
No,
okay.
I want to approve
for
minutes.
For the record.
All right. Please suspend, Kim. I'm
no,
going to respond
to
that, but then I'm not going to recognize you again. No, we're not approving minutes with incorrect information in it. So we're approving what we have for minutes, which we don't know whether it's incorrect or not, despite your protestation. And if you can come up with a valid motion to amend at the next meeting, that's what we're going to do. But right now, we're going to go to a vote to approve these minutes. R. Paul, will you take the roll, please?
Okay. Give me the... Okay. Okay. Second, I got to copy and paste. And hold the phone. Put in something. All right. The motion is to approve the minutes of the October 24th, 2023 NFC meeting. Please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Yes.
Teresa Allen.
Point of information. Are these the minutes that Kim is disputing?
Yes.
She's disputing one
then
sentence.
Then I say no.
Kamau Harris.
Yes.
Julie Hewitt.
Abstain.
Tim Kaufman.
Of course not. That's a no.
R. Paul Martin. Of course, yes. Of course, yes. James McFadden.
Yes.
Yes.
John Kelly McPherson. Welcome back. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Yes.
Okay, going back. Sean Kelly McPherson. I don't hear him. Okay, no reply. 6-4, 2 against, 1 abstention.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. That's it for the minutes for now. We can do the executive session at our next opportunity, correct?
Say again?
That's all you have that are not executive session minutes for now, right? Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we will go to the report from the executive director. This is a 30-minute item. Excuse me. Teresa, could you mute, please, if that's you? And Stephanie, are you ready? I apologize for the delay in getting to your report.
Oh, no problem.
Good.
Was there another item that was supposed to be before this report, or did that not make it on the agenda?
It's after this.
Yes. No, it's not. It's before.
It was supposed to be before.
For 10 minutes? To go around and find out the update on the budgets. We approved that.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, yeah. So let's go. Let's do that. Let's go around the horn as I usually try to do, and start with KPFA.
Hello. Yes, this is Sharon. We have passed our budget. It is ready to be reviewed by the NFC.
Good. Very good. Thank you for that. We haven't received it yet. Could you ask the LSB secretary to send it to us?
Yeah, I'll forward it to you.
Thank you. Thank you. KPFK.
We're done. We already, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good. All right. KPFT. This is for the public as well as the committee. KPFT, Sean or Teresa?
I think Sean is not here.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to that question, although we have a Finance Committee meeting, I believe, scheduled very soon. I'm sorry. I don't have the answer.
That's okay.
We're going to try to get the answer as soon as possible.
Very good. And WPFW.
We have not, as a committee, met with the general manager. There have been some basic questions around the budget posed to our management that they are supposed to return with some answers. So still waiting on feedback from those queries. I do not have an estimated time.
Thank you. Wow. Very good. Thank you. R. Paul.
Yeah. The general manager is working on it. We are told that the general manager is working with the national office on it. And I think we've seen some hints of it. And it has not formally come to the local finance committee yet. But it probably will later this month.
That comports with my understanding as well. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, that now brings us to Stephanie's report.
Well, I will add to that as well that I have received the budget from the affiliate, and so that's ready to be presented to the National Finance Committee, and I haven't received anything yet from the archive, so that's the status on those.
Good. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, although James, you know, each of the divisions has had a very simplified budget, and we had a meeting this morning with the general managers and the division directors, and all of them have seen the simplified budget that was presented to the National Finance Committee at the end of September, and they are aware that those numbers were put in there based upon numbers that I had seen and from the general managers and the division directors regarding their projections for fiscal year 24, and also based upon the average of the actuals for the last two, some stations, 3 years.
Yes, I understood that. Thank you, Stephanie. And before you go on with your report, I think I heard Sean requesting the stack.
Yeah, I'm back on the call. And the KPFT budget, the KPFT Finance Committee, completed its proposed budget, July or August, and as for presentation, I would like to see if Sandy Wyman, the interim general manager, who with Markeisha was largely engaged in formulating it, if he could attend the call and help to present it. So other than that, I'd say we're ready. I would just like to be able to enlist Sandy Weinman's aid.
Very good. Well, we are open. You know, we have our next meeting. We can take one, or you know, I suppose we could even do more than one budget. But so as soon as we get confirmations on presenters and when they'd like to do so, we can go ahead with that. So I'm going to ask everybody to speak to your general managers and your business managers if you have them, and
see when and who would like to present. And also, please send the budgets to the NFC list. Okay, Stephanie. So sorry again about the delay.
No, no problem. No problem. And the report was sent to everyone prior. What it goes through is the payables as of the 1st of November. And I did receive I'll go ahead and ask that question later. But we are still working diligently trying to pay down a lot of the aged payables that we have. And a lot of our vendors have been very generous in working with us and extremely patient. And Markeisha and I are both very thankful for that. So we are in conversation with a lot of these individuals on a regular basis. The total due right now in our payables, not including the loans that we have, are $1,208,264. I did receive an email from a listener today who was requesting to be told the amount that was due for the FJC loan, and that it's shared on a regular basis, both in the open session of the EMB meetings and also at the open session of these meetings. I'm more than happy to share it again. The total of the loan principal, which isn't anything right now that is due, but the loan principal for the FJC loan is $2,548,821. The total due of the principal plus past due interest payments would be $2,832,193. As far as the SBA EIDL loan, even though the L stands for loan, so it's kind of double in there, but the total principal for the EIDL, if we were to pay that off today, would be $2,079,430. And the amount of interest payments that are due is $61,117. That loan has interest payments due every month of $8,731, and the FJC loan has interest payments that are due every quarter. So again, the total amount of our payables, not all of them are aged payables. Some of these are current payables as well, but they are, as I to reiterate, $1,208,264. The amount of, we're in the process still of the divisions transferring their money into Bank of America as our bank of the bank that we're using, just to consolidate in one location. And so far, and it's not every division still has individual bank accounts. Every division still has access to their bank accounts. They can, look at them, withdraw whatever it is they need. It's not like, everything is going into one bank account and the national office has control over it. That is not the case at all. We have quite a few of the divisions that were already banking at Bank of America, and it has made it very easy in those divisions that have transferred their funds over already. We have started implementing with some of those stations. There's just a couple that are outstanding, and then they're in the process of transferring it over. Check request processes so we can get paper trails based upon bills that are due, vendors, get the coding that is correct rather than just us trying to kind of guess where it needs to be coded to, and we can have a much easier and cleaner paper trail with all of our aged payables. So all the divisions know that they need to have their funds transferred over by December 1st, and we are on track for doing that. We are also in the process of setting up the system where we can accept stock gifts. The stock account or the account that we had before that was handling stock gifts was closed, and so we are opening up another one. We had some meetings regarding that a couple of weeks ago, and Markeisha and I had another one earlier in the week, and we have another one scheduled tomorrow with the vendor, and so we'll be able to hopefully get that set up because we do have some outstanding stock gifts that are waiting to be given to us, but we just need to get that set up. We did receive notification that the Pacifica Foundation was denied funding for this current cycle from the CPB. So we are working with them to figure out and determine what we need to do to be in compliance for our next the next chance that we have to apply. The reason of some of the reasons of, that we were denied is that there are still some things that we need to demonstrate full compliance from a request that they had sent to us in 2013, and then also as a follow-up from 2020. So there is some paperwork and, again, some compliance issues that we need to sort of backtrack and fill out that information that wasn't filled out correctly from 2013 through 2020. So we are going to be working with them to try to get copies of the information and the forms that they have. A lot of the forms that need to be filled out, you can only have access to if you have access to their portal in order to fill out some of the grant reporting forms, and we don't have access to that portal any longer. So we're working on trying to get that access again so we can try to backtrack and provide them with the information that they requested back in 2013 and through in 2020. So we will be working working on that to make sure that we get all of our stations in full compliance with what, again, needed to have been done in the past and what we need to do in the future. So we need to make sure that we have are in complete compliance before for at least 1 year prior to when we fill out another application. Another thing that we will need to do with CPB funding or with the CPB application they've requested is that as we get our audit done for this upcoming year or for the fiscal year 22, which we still don't have the funds to pay the audit firm yet, but it is requested from the CPB that we have individual audit reports that are created for each station in addition to the Pacifica Foundation. So it isn't going to be anything as far as a lot of additional work, but rather than our auditing firm providing just one, you know, bound report to us and their qualified opinion about the foundation, is that we will be able to walk away with our audits, not just only for the foundation, but for each individual division as well, and then also have an unqualified opinion for each station. So we will talk to the auditors about that when we have the funds to get the audit going. And that's all I have for this report. If anybody has, there's other information that's in the ED report that people can read, but it's basically that we're working on a governance handbook that we will be providing to the PMB, the LSCs, and the CABs. Just kind of like a welcome packet. You can look at it as sort of an orientation packet for all of our volunteer board members at every level. So they will be able to have a in one fell swoop, one place that they can get the bylaws, a link to an updated Robert's Rules of Orders, roles and responsibilities statements, the non-disclosure agreements, a roster of key staff and personnel, and also a roster of each of our board members with their bios. So that will be going out to everybody before once the new board is seated in. And then we will also be telling everybody that they will need to do sexual harassment prevention and DEI training within 90 days of being seated. And again, this isn't just for FCC purposes and things that we need to do just as a foundation, but those are also requirements with CPB. Does anybody have any questions?
Our
questions to Stephanie? Go ahead, our Paul.
And where you say?
And what I hear, I heard our Paul, and then was that Sharon?
Yes, Sharon.
Okay.
Come out of the stack.
Okay, our Paul, just hold for a second. Let's get some stack here.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I don't know if you heard me, Jim.
I heard you come out. I did.
Okay.
I got you.
Thanks.
I'm going to put myself. All right. Go ahead, our Paul.
Okay. You say a link to Robert's Rules of Order. Is this like the official Robert's Online or something else? What is it exactly?
I will most likely ask the experts of No Robert's Rules. It may be a link to Amazon to buy a copy, or we can find a recent copy, or, you know, find a recent Hard copy read. Online. Everybody seems to be able to quote what version they're working off of. So I would assume that there must be online a constantly updated version of Robert's Rules, because everybody seems to say, you know, I'm on the 12th edition. Well, I'm quoting from the 4th edition, you know, that sort of thing.
Well,
so it's just basically so people know that we follow Robert's Rules, and there might be individuals that join an LSB or a CAB that have not ever read Robert's Rules. So I just want to give people the opportunity that they can, we can provide them with a link to where they can find information about Robert's Rules of Orders, rather than assuming that everybody knows what it is and that they've read it and they know it.
Okay. Let me say here about that. I know that there are electronic versions, and they are not cheap. But I don't know that. I suspect maybe the foundation that does RNR has it set up in a website, but it would require a subscription, and I don't think it could be a subscription that will go out to 120 people involved in governance. So also the bylaws say the latest edition, and that's 12th edition. So that's what we have to go by these days.
I just typed in Robert's Rules of Order on my phone, and a free PDF popped up from Cornell University. So
what edition is it? Yeah, you can get them back to 1915 if you like. That's the problem. Everybody can quote different Robert's Rules of Orders for the last 100-odd years. So that's all up there. But they're different.
Yeah, probably what we should do maybe then is decide which version we're going to use, and then
we have to use 12
the entire year. Okay, there we go. Then I will find the 12th edition online and provide that to people.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, R. Paul. Thank you, Stephanie. Sharon.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I want to just, Stephanie, I have looked also online, and R. Paul is correct. It is a very expensive subscription. So, I mean, maybe the idea of telling people, yes, it's out there, but I don't think it's going to be possible to actually have a subscription, but, you know, you can look into that. My actual question was, you had said that the CPB is requesting audits, individual audits, for each station, and I have looked at the audits, the past audits, and they do have, you know, the summary of each station finances at the end, is in the documents at the end. So what is it that CPB is looking for in addition to the actual finances? Are they looking for the narrative, or just tell me what they're looking for?
Yes, just like how we have, that's why it will be, it sounds like it's something that's going to be worse than it is, but it's really not. Rather than us walking away with one copy of the audited financial statements for the Pacifica Foundation, we'll walk away with six. We'll have the audited financial statements for Pacifica, for another little booklet for KPFA, another one for KPFK. So it'll just be individualized. Why? What they also, well, technically is also as we apply in the future, they want in one application for the Pacifica Foundation and individual applications for each station. So I'm thinking that it's just for their ease of reviewing the applications in the future, is that they can have all the documentation for that station together.
Okay, so if I'm understanding what you're saying, basically they are looking for the narrative. So they want the additional sort of the wording that goes along with the finances for each station, sounds like.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Stephanie and Sharon. That brings us to Kim.
Hi, Kim.